Hello, and welcome back to the Happy House Hacking Podcast, the podcast designed to help young people in California navigate the home buying process. We're your hosts, Owen and Camille Schwiggerly, and we are realtors, investors, and happy house hackers. We want to teach you how to invest in real estate to achieve real wealth and happiness.
Today, we're going to share the first step that you need to take on your path to happy home ownership. Welcome back to the Happy House Hacking Podcast. Let's get to it. How do you buy a house in this day and age? There's so much information online. You can watch YouTube videos. You can watch HGTV, and you get overwhelmed. And so if this is your first time buying a house, or it's been a long time since you bought a house, how can you be sure that you are taking the right steps to prepare yourself for this humongous transaction that you're about to go through?
Mm-hmm. Step number one, the advice we give every single person, since we are real estate professionals, this is what we do day in, day out, is we say, find a top agent in your area, ask your friends who they worked with, if they had a great home buying experience, ask your friends, start there, look online, check out Google reviews. We're always doing Google reviews for restaurants, check out Google reviews for realtors, and reach out. Start the conversation. And a good realtor is going to be one who's going to sit down and do a buyer consultation with you.
Absolutely. I think about some of our clients and our friends who were in that very early stage of how do you buy a house? And oftentimes there's a lot of myths that go into the home buying process. For example, some of our clients thought, I need to get to 20% down payment before I can actually buy a house. And the reality is there's actually loan programs that are there for first-time home buyers to help people get into owning a home without a full 20% down. Mm-hmm. And so within meeting some of our clients for the first time, sitting down, doing a buyer consultation, they quickly learned that they were able to buy a home much, much sooner than they had anticipated.
Right. It all comes down to educating and empowering. So it's so critical to find a realtor who is going to take the time to educate you on every aspect of the home buying process through a buyer consultation, and then empower you to make the right decision that's best for your needs and your family's needs. So that's really point number one. Step one in buying a house is partner with a great agent.
Absolutely. And I think about some of our clients who, as soon as they met with us, and then they went through that process, within sometimes 45 days later, they became homeowners. Mm-hmm. And it expedited their path to happy homeownership because they then had the tools, the resources. The agent is that first step to help you on that path. One other thing about having an agent working with you is that they're a fiduciary to you, which means that it's their job to look out for your financial interests and take care of you. And so that is another really important factor about finding someone who you trust, who would be a good representative, a good agent for you. So really, step one, find that agent. And once you've got that agent, more than likely, they know a great mortgage lender in the area that they can connect you with. So step number two, getting pre-approved.
Yep. Pre-approval process is so critical to do on the front end, because the last thing you want is to find your dream home on Zillow. You think you can afford it because you did the online mortgage calculator, and then it turns out you're not even close to being pre-approved for that amount. Mm-hmm. So heartbreak will begin a lot faster earlier on if you start shopping without that pre-approval. So yes, like you said, the great agent will be able to connect you with a local lender or mortgage broker to be able to give you a true sense of what your purchasing power is.
Mm-hmm. I think about ourselves when we were first looking to buy a house. We thought, man, it's so expensive. How can you ever afford a home in California? I just don't know how we could ever do it. And then once we met with a lender, we sat down, we painted the financial picture. They shared with us several different loan options and ways we could get into a home. And I was astounded.
Yeah.
At what they said we were pre-approved for. I just didn't think there was any way a bank would say, yep, here you go, you can have this much money. And so since we were so surprised, and that was very early on in our career, and I just know that taking that next step of connecting with a lender, even if you're not ready to buy for a year or two, is going to be so helpful after you've met the agent, because that will give you the timeline and the plan. Maybe you need to work on your credit. Maybe you need to get out of debt. Maybe you need to earn some extra income by doing some side hustles. And so that lender is going to be so crucial to giving you your unique plan for your situation to help you get into that price point for a home that you want for you and your family.
Mm-hmm. And like we shared in the last episode too, where our first home was actually a 4-unit investment property, we decided to house hack early on, right? From the beginning, we're house hackers, diehard house hackers. And the mortgage broker that we worked with ended up informing us that we could use the rental income from the other 3 units to help us qualify to get more money in order to buy this property. Mm-hmm. And that was something that was news to us. So that's why it's so important to be working with someone who's local, who's trustworthy, and who will educate and empower you in order to help you get to your dreams.
Absolutely. There's so many great new loan programs. And that's what I love about America, is they incentivize home ownership. No other country in the world has as highly subsidized loan options as we do here. For example, the FHA 3.5% down loan. That's incredible. In California, we have home buyer assistance. There's grant programs for first-time buyers. And they'll actually give you that 3.5% down. And we recently helped a first-time buyer get into a house where they use the CalHAFA first-time home buyer program. The seller gave a credit of $19,000. And so the buyer got into the home with only $9,000 out of pocket.
Yeah.
A $557,000 house in California.
Yep.
It's unbelievable.
And now they're building an ADU and converting their garage because they're house hackers.
Exactly. It's amazing. So there are so many great loan programs out there. And if you have that right agent and that right lender, those two people are the start of your team when it comes to the home buying process.
Exactly. That's a great summary. Those are your teammates. They are here to help you. They are right there with you every step of the way. So that leads us to the last point in our overarching blueprint of how to buy a home. And it's where the fun begins. You have your great agent that you are going to trust to walk you through this really long and sometimes arduous process, but fun at the end of the day. You have an idea of what you can actually afford. That's a big deal. You have that pre-approval letter. Now it's time to start shopping. So let's line up our tours. Let's go set up weekend showings, open houses. That's where the fun really gets to begin, is when you get to start shopping for the house that you want. And our encouragement, of course, is to think outside of the box, especially if this is your first purchase. What does financial freedom look like to you? Let's start with that question, because then that will guide you into making a first home purchase that will set you up for life. You only need to live in this house for 1 year. As an owner-occupied loan, you sign the mortgage paper saying, yes, I will reside here for 1 year. Okay. Then you have 60 days from the time you sign papers to move in. So I guess that's technically 10 months, but you have this 1 year. Okay. You can live anywhere for 1 year. Maybe you're living in 490 square feet. In a one unit in a 4-unit home, right? And that's going to be challenging at times, but it's also going to set you up for success to get you to that next level. So our encouragement is, when you get to step number 3 and you're looking at homes, think outside of the box. Don't get stuck in what your parents have or what your parents had when they first got married or when they had you, because it's a totally different time in life. We are not set up to be successful if we're buying a home that's outside of our price range, that's uncomfortable to pay every single month, that is eating up our monthly bills and stresses us out because we went with that classic three bedroom, two bathroom ranch style house on an acre land. And it's just insane how that could add up. So our encouragement is to always, always, always look at creative options when you are searching for homes, especially if this is your first time buying.
Definitely. It's called a starter home for a reason.
Yeah.
It's not a forever home. When you're first starting, you got to get your foot in the door, because you can't outsave the market market appreciation for real estate over the past 100 years has been about 5% annually. Let's take a $500,000 home. That's an extra $25,000 that house is going up in value every single year. And so that means you'd have to save that much or more, which is over $2,000 a month in savings. And so we highly encourage people to get in the game of real estate, get their foot in the door, start building appreciation and principal pay down so they can get some equity, because that starter home could then turn into an investment property, or you can use the equity from it to buy that forever home down the line. So we're huge proponents of that, finding that house, getting into the market. And then here are some tips on how to find a house. So of course you'll be looking online, you know, you can look on all those websites. And if you're working with a great real estate team, they'll give you access to the MLS, which is the multiple listing service, which is where 95%+ of all homes sell in America. And you really want access to the multiple listing service because you'll have better data, you'll have more accurate information, and you'll have immediate notifications like a realtor does, because it's all about speed to lead. When a new listing hits, you want to know about it. You want to go see it right away. And if you're working with a tech-savvy real estate team, they'll have an app which you can go on and request a showing or contact for a virtual tour or request information about that specific listing. So the tools that a real estate agent will provide you are really crucial because you want to make sure that you have the tools, the data, and the information to explore your options when it comes to searching for those homes.
Exactly. And what I appreciate too about the great agents out there is they will often prospect for homes within your criteria. And what that looks like is, let's say you were one of our clients and you said, Camille, I really want, you know, a multifamily to start out. I want a duplex downtown. I said, okay, great. I'll pull a list of all of those duplex owners and our team will call them and we'll ask them, hey, I know your home isn't on the market, but have you considered selling? We have put together a number of off-market deals that way for our clients and even for ourselves. So we strongly recommend partnering with an agent who's going to take it to the next level for you and look beyond what's listed on the market. So that's a really big ticket item too when you are looking for a great agent.
Definitely. You want someone who's proactive, who's going to hustle for you, because a lot of the properties on the multiple listing service, they might have multiple offers and competition, which in our next episode, we'll get more into the details on how to win and get your offer accepted.
Yeah.
So in summary, the number one takeaway from beginning that house purchasing journey is who you work with matters. It matters who your agent is because they have to be someone of integrity, someone you trust, someone who's proactive, has a track record, and can help you succeed in achieving that path to happy home ownership. Then number two, the lender, the person that is giving you the loan, needs to be someone you trust, needs to be someone competent who knows the loan laws as they're frequently changing monthly. Someone who's in the market doing business daily is going to be a great lender for you. And then of course, all the other vendors are really important who you choose to work with in a real estate transaction.
Exactly. Well, I think we covered just the blueprint, and I'm looking forward to our next episodes to dive even deeper into all of these topics.